Happy Monday. Happy June. It's June the 3rd, Monday, 2019. You're listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 219. You need something better. Last week, I watched an interview with Dr. Jordan Peterson. The conversation turned toward alcohol, particularly getting off of alcohol, breaking the addiction to it. Said Peterson, alcohol is a really good drug. It's effective, but you need something better. Now, he went on to extol the virtues of finding things more productive, more valuable, more worthwhile, things constructive, things that are not destructive. So he wasn't talking about find a drug that's more effective than alcohol. He was replace it with something better. And I kept thinking about that statement. You need something better. And I thought about you. I thought about me. I thought about every other leader devoted to growing great. It's what we all need. Something better. Let's think about the things in our lives that may be working at some level, but yeah, they're destructive. We need something better, something more valuable, so we can ditch the destructive behaviors, processes, philosophies. Maybe drugs and alcohol are destructive habits for you. You likely already know that you need something better. Perhaps you've not yet found it. You haven't yet figured it out. Let me encourage you to get busy figuring it out. The downside of leaning on substances to mask our pain and fears or to increase, I guess, perceived bravery, it's too high. It's way too high. Losing family and friends, wrecking our health, risking our lives. No matter how effective drugs and alcohol are, they don't make us better humans. But when I was listening to Dr. Peterson, I wasn't so much thinking about drugs and alcohol, which were clearly the topical context for his comment. Instead, I was thinking about business owners and other clients who have destructive habits that impact their businesses and their lives. For example, Gary. Gary operates a successful website design firm. He launched this business as a solo freelancer about 12 years ago, building websites for local small businesses. Clients were happy. Business grew. Well, technology changed, and Gary found himself needing to incorporate other technologies into clients' websites. And so integration became increasingly important to his clients. Integration with other software so they could operate their businesses more smoothly. Gary confesses that life has been a constant, ongoing struggle since hiring his first employee. And now he has nine. And Gary laments, I'm never satisfied with the work. Fact is, I'm not even satisfied with the effort. Gary complains how he has to step in to make anything and everything happen. If he doesn't step in, then projects fail. If he doesn't step in, sales don't get made. Says Gary, if I don't do it, it won't get done. Well, within a few meetings, I learn what Gary already knew. He just couldn't yet bring himself to face it so squarely. He's the problem. He doesn't know how to find the people that he most needs. He's unable to effectively interview and vet candidates. He's addicted to chasing employees based on his desperation to get help. I need help. And the result is he is surrounded by the wrong people who lack the skills that he most needs to please his clients. And as a result, the culture is not conducive to achieve what Gary wants. Gary needs something better. Marilyn launched a skincare line about 8 years ago. The products, well, they grew in popularity, especially among high-end spas, but now sales aren't so good, and Marilyn is stuck. She's not sure how to remedy the current trends. High-end spas want their own private label products. Marilyn does not want to produce products that do not bear her brand. She's uninterested in broadening her market. She enjoys the prestige of the high-end spa market. Well, you can see the dilemma. So can she. But she's addicted, to beg a word, she is addicted to the strategy that got her where she is. She's living in the past. She's lamenting that market conditions have changed. She just so wishes that she could just go back to how things once were, when life was great and sales were strong. Like Gary, Marilyn comes face to face with her problem, the businesswoman in the mirror. Marilyn's destructive beliefs and desires to go back to a time when sales were brisk, yeah, they're not helping her move forward. She needs something better. We're starting a new month, a new week. I'm not accusing you of having destructive behaviors in your life or your business, but maybe. I am challenging you to look at your beliefs, philosophies, processes, systems, business models, principles, strategy, marketing, sale, anything and everything so that you can see if you need something better. Truth is, I will wager we are all needing something better, and it never stops because, well, that's what growth is all about. Change, fixing what ails us, improving what holds us back, making good things great, getting rid of bad things, asking and answering the question, what can we do to improve this? How can we make our businesses and our lives more valuable by finding something better? So this month, let's search more diligently for it, then let's chase it down until we catch it so that we can incorporate it into our lives, something better. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Join me tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation about growing great.